And now we're back. Welcome everybody back. You know, Slave Wayne put up and posted another good thing too. He says, "Do we need a boys outreach?" And that's kind of what we want this show to be, is kind of a boys outreach. So boys and people who consider themselves that they may possibly be a leather boy could have somewhere to go and listen and learn and chat and ask questions and hopefully find some help in deciding whether that's what they are or not.
And that's the thing. I mean, we all have different views on certain subject, and this is the perfect place. Talking and asking questions is how you will learn. And if somebody tells you, "Oh, I know it all," they're full of shit. Because if you know it all, your life is over.
I'm just having a hard time hearing you, Mark.
Oh, I was too far. We need to talk and communicate, and every day we learn, and by making mistakes, and that's the whole point of it. I think that if we do make mistakes, as long as you don't repeat yourself, and they're not life-changing mistakes, you should be okay.
True, and another thing is, not everybody has to make the same mistakes.
No.
There's enough of them to go around wherein Boy Neil can say. He says, for a long time I didn't know what the proper relationship was, so he made... It wasn't necessarily a mistake, but it was an uneducated choice on whom he went with, where now he can say, "Hey, this is what I learned. Maybe you can learn from me."
Yes. And that's the thing. You don't have to go through it yourself personally, from somebody else going through it.
Why are you looking so confused, Boy Neil?
I was just reading Pup Loki's comment, too, because he considers himself shy. And how does he get over being shy? Well, see, I don't know if you can really get over it. Shy is, if you're naturally shy, that can be very much a part of being submissive as well. But you got to challenge yourself, I guess. I mean,
get involved.
Put yourself in situations where you would normally freak out, but you have an out when you do that.
Out of your comfort zone.
People have stage fright because they're not used to being on stage. But if you're up on stage enough, you lose the stage fright. I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old and always playing in front of people and churches and all this stuff. So I've never had stage fright. Well, I probably did at one point. But you get yourself out of that environment, put yourself in situations that would normally make you shy, and just work on it. I mean, and that will change that.
Volunteering is a good way.
Yeah, that's a very good way.
To get out of that area where you're afraid of and your comfort zone, small step at a time, but... And that's the secret, is getting out of your comfort zone. Don't jump right into,
To go to this other, the topic I was starting, to go a little step further with that, too, I thought it would be interesting. We have quite a few pups in the room. When did you all first figure out or think that you may be a pup? And how did it come to you that you may be a pup and got interested in pup play and being a pup? At what age and how did it happen? It'd be interesting to see that. I know I have a lot of different fetishes, not me at all, but yeah, I do. For
That's
those
a whole
who know
different
me,
show.
Yeah, I've got lots of fetishes. One of them is a boot fetish, and I can remember when I must have been 8 or 9 years old, putting a set of knee-high rubber boots on the farm and going, "Oh God, why's my dick hard?" Well, guess what? I'm into boots, and I always have been my whole life.
I'm just going to, the suggestion was to do podcasts. All the shows are being podcasted. They're on the site right now. Actually, I've already put up Joe's, DeGracia's, thing from today. The entertainment news is already up there. So all the shows usually will be either that evening or the next day. They're in 15-minute segments. So it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 because it's 2 hours. So for the boys show, it'll be a separate page on his own of all his stuff. We're going to actually do them as podcasts as well in 50-minute segments. It's just easier to download. And you just download them. They're MP3 files. So we are going to be doing that.
This is funny. I thought, boy, Alex, because I remember this because I was at camp when this all happened. But I think this is in a reference to Pup Loki getting over being shy, and we talk about putting himself into different situations that make himself uncomfortable. Boy, Alex is like visiting Master Nolan, Sir Mark, at the trailer.
Which time?
I saw him before he was said that he needed to stop by the trailer. And then I went and I was doing some work and I left. I came back. He still didn't go visit. And I left, came back. I could tell he was just about pissing himself and probably sweating like crazy. And yeah, he was a little nervous.
But again, too, when he did that, you know, Master Noel and myself, we're two different individuals. I noticed that he needed a different way to be approached. So a lot of time I always tell Master Noel, please, just tone it down a little bit.
Don't scare this one away. Well, honey, I met him in the field and I had him on all fours before he even came to the trailer. So there you go.
Oh, I see.
I did. I actually showed him the position in the middle of.
And then, Mark, you made sure none of us were around when you first met up with Boy Matt. You chased the whole family away when Boy Matt came to the trailer.
Well, that was different.
Always different for Mama Sarah. Come on.
Yeah. It was like, you all need to be make yourself scarce for a while. And then all of a sudden, I was busy and I see Pup Corey and Master walking around the camp. And I said, did he send you away?
No, we had to go clean up the rec hall after Halloween. And then you said, I saw him going towards the trails. And we're we're not going there. We didn't.
But again, it's just one of those things that sometimes somebody has to take control of a situation and decide what is the best thing for that individual at the time.
Correct.
And that was the thing with Boy Alex. I mean, you know, the first time I found out about Boy Alex was through a mutual friend of ours. And he said, we have this great friend who's interested. We told him, you know, we have these great guys we know you should be in contact with and so forth. You know, don't ever be afraid to ask, because that, first of all, will save you a whole lot of drama later on, and it will not put you in weird situation.
So interesting, none of the pups said when they first realized they were may possibly be a pup and how it happened, how it came to them. So I'll turn this around and ask Master, because Master, before he was a master, was a pup.
That's a hard one.
At what age did you think? Is this something that came to you at first, or may have a thought when you were young, or a wet dream, or something?
No, I have to. Because
that's how I knew I was gay. My first wet dream, and when I woke up, it was like, "Wow, I was having sex with a man, and look what happened in my dream." That's how I knew.
No, I didn't. I can't consciously remember ever having a wet dream about a guy.
I never had one about a girl, but I married.
Fuck! I'm in a long book. I think a lot of the reason why pup for me personally, and you can attest to this, is because it is such a totally, totally different headspace than what is happening right here, right now. It was easy for me to allow myself to be submissive because I wasn't me. I was a pup. It was different.
Escape. That was his way out.
But what made you think you were a pup? Or how did it come to you that, you know what,
seriously?
This might be something I want to do?
It probably was the gay porn with the dots fucking the guys, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But I know that I think that might have been why I chose the pup. It's just because it was so alien. It was just so separated from whom I was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of time people need that way of stepping out of their comfort zone or to be somebody else and, you know, to be able to escape and just truly let go.
Yeah, and it brings up another point, like with me and talking to some of other boys and slaves that I know, what you are out as far as in the secular world, your job and stuff, can be really interesting. I ran car dealerships for 18 years. I mean, so I had as far as my position at work was a very dominant position. I had to manage and control. At one point, I had 26 salespeople that I was responsible for. And as you can imagine, car salespeople are not easy to take control of. But yet I did it and was very successful and very good at it. But yet I'm still and always was a submissive.
They are answering your questions. You've actually fell out of the chat room, by the way.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder how that happened.
It's just the program. At least we've got it up working.
Yeah, exactly. I'll refresh it again and get back into it.
Okay, so I'll answer for, because you're not going to be able to see it, Boyneo. Pup Ace first figured that he was a pup when he first got on FetLife and saw his first puppy. He said he just clued in. That was it. He just made that
just
connection. Pup Loki, I have to back up a little bit. He did post and I missed it. Pup Loki realized he was a pup when everybody, quote, when everybody told me I act way too much like a lost puppy when I was like 14, though didn't know about the leather or anything. So basically, people noticed it in him before he did. So.
That's interesting.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that kind of does.
Go ahead.
And, you know, and I always thought, too, you know, certain people, you just look at it. And this weekend, we were at a collaring ceremony, and there was a very famous pup and his pup that were there at the ceremony as well.
Very famous pup.
And,
Argo.
Pup Argo, correct. Mm-hmm. And I recognized his pup as a pup right away. He didn't have to tell me he was a pup. He just looked and acted. I mean, he wasn't in pup gear. He just had a pup personality. So I can understand what Pup Loki's saying. It was just the personality he has.
Mm-hmm. But again, with that, last year when we did our pup class at Claw in Cleveland, there was an individual in the class, and I forgot his name, from Toronto.
Pup Kalen, who just came into the chat room.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, here you go, Pup Kalen. Welcome. I'm just about to talk about you, so pop up your ears. I discovered and I noticed a transformation with this pup. This individual used to stand in a crowd, shoulders scrunched, no personality, against the wall, very shy. I mean, so awkwardly. And last year at Claw, I saw a new person who had this great energy in his eyes and this beautiful smile. And it was amazing. It was emotional because to see, and I told him, and I am so proud of you, and I do not want to take any credit whatsoever. Whoever has made you be so comfortable with yourself and to realize that it was okay to be who you are and the individual you've become, it is amazing. And if more people would realize, who gives a fuck what people think? This is your life. Live your life, because people are going to talk anyway, and what they normally talk about or make up is so boring. Be yourself, but be happy doing it. And when I saw this pup doing this, I realized, wow, this being a pup gave them great energy and new life.
Yeah, definitely. And that just goes with life. I mean, people who live in the closet their whole lives generally are miserable. So don't be miserable. Be yourself. Be who you are. Don't be afraid of who you are. Sounds like we're going to another break here, so we'll be back in a bit.